Greetings and welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, as you already know, if you've been following the Beacon Broadcast, Paul offers three reasons in Romans chapter 10 why there are not more Christians than there are. He's dealing with it in the Jewish context of why so few of the nation of Israel have become followers of Jesus Christ. But his reasons also apply to the world in which we live and expand to Gentile people who fail to be followers of Jesus Christ as well. And these three reasons in Romans 10, 16, 17, and 18 are number one, because of stubborn disobedience. Number two, because of failure to hear God's revelation. And number three, because of failure to hearken to God's word. Now, numbers two and three sound a great deal alike, but when I get to number three, I think I will be able to explain the difference. But in chapter 10, Paul lays the responsibility for the failure of men to be saved squarely at their own feet. It is their own failure. It is their own unbelief. It is their own inattention to the things which God has revealed to them. And the second one, which is the one we are on now and left off on the broadcast Friday, is Romans 10:17, where Paul says, "Then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And here we are told that God uses the proclamation of his word to create faith in the human heart. And he says, therefore, if men do not believe, it is because, number one, they have not yet been exposed to God's saving revelation, and thus the need to witness the gospel, thus the need to preach the word, thus the need to pray for God to send forth laborers into his harvest, or, number two, in spite of such exposure, they have failed to heed the gospel call. They have stubbornly refused to obey its message. And in either case, this is sinful rebellion against God and his rightful and righteous demands. You say, well, in the first case, it's not their fault if they haven't heard the gospel, and of course, in one manner of speaking, I suppose that's true, but there the failure is in God's people to proclaim it. But it is also true, as Paul has pointed out to us earlier, that even when messengers haven't gone with the gospel, men have failed to listen to the revelation which God has implanted in their hearts. So it still boils down to sinful rebellion against God. And because that's the reason why men are not saved, you cannot overcome this by friendlier appeals to man's pride and self-centered desires. You can't do it by tweaking church services to make them more informal because people like that better, to introduce more popular music because people like it better, to have casual dress because people like it better, and so forth and so on, as if somehow this is going to overcome the problem. Well, it's not. The problem can only be overcome by the convicting power of the Holy Spirit and the hammer which he uses to break stony hearts, which is the word of God. And therefore, the proclamation of God's word must be our priority in evangelism. And anything which tends to divert attention from the clear demands of God's word is not an aid, but rather a serious distraction from the true work of conversion, however well-intended it may be. The kind of hearing that can lead to faith can only happen if there is a definite, salvific word from God that is proclaimed. And so, why are there so few Christians, or why are there fewer Christians than we think there ought to be? Number one, because of stubborn disobedience. Verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Number two, because of failure to hear God's revelation. Verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And number three, because of failure to hearken to God's word. Verse 18, but I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed, their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. And now we get to this universal nature of the proclamation of the gospel. Have those who have not believed not heard the word of God, says Paul? Does verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, mean that hearing produces faith, but somehow it is the lack of proclamation that explains the lack of faith? Well, that's not necessarily so, says Paul. It certainly wasn't true in the case of Israel. The original question, why are there so few Jews who have become followers of Jesus Christ? Is it because they have not heard the word of God? Don't they have the Old Testament scriptures? Haven't they heard the proclamation of God's word? The Hebrew scriptures, which all point to Christ. Well, as a matter of fact, they have. If you mean, have they been exposed to the message of the gospel? The answer is yes, because the truth is universally proclaimed. And that's what verse 18 is saying. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed. Their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. And the truth about the Creator has been universally proclaimed. The truth about the Savior has not always been universally proclaimed, but the truth about the Creator has been. Their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. And this seems to be a reference to Psalm 19. And Psalm 19 tells us that the word of God is proclaimed in creation in such a way that it goes out to the ends of the earth. Let me see if I can find Psalm 19. We'll take a look at it here. Because this seems to be a reflection of that psalm, though the quotation is not as direct as in other cases. Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech. Speech is pretty... I'm stopping now my reading. I'm interjecting my thoughts, and I'll continue reading in a moment. But to use the word speech seems to indicate the proclamation of a clear message. Day unto day utters speech. He's talking about what is revealed day by day in creation. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament, the earth, shows his handiwork. Day unto day, the revelation of nature, of creation, day unto day utters speech, and night unto night, the stars at night and so forth, reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. This is universal because it crosses all languages. Are there languages that have not heard the Bible and not heard the gospel? Yes. Are there languages that have not had the Bible translated into them? Yes. Are there people who speak certain languages who have not had any revelation about God? No. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world, and so forth. Now that's what Paul seems to be referring to here in Romans 10, 18. But I say, have they not heard? Have they not heard? These Jews that have had the Word of God from their childhood onward, have they not heard? Of course they have. Have they not heard these Gentiles who, though they may not have had the gospel proclaimed unto them and may not have had the Word of God proclaimed unto them, nevertheless, have had clear revelation, speech, knowledge declared unto them by God Himself? Their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world, he tells us here. And so, the failure to have more Christians is because of the failure to hearken to the revelation of God, which has come in one form or another to everyone. Some have had more revelation than others. The Jews have had more revelation than the Gentiles. But the revelation of God has gone out to everybody. And what does that mean if they haven't believed it, if they haven't become followers of Christ, if they haven't pursued with enthusiasm and with intensity the knowledge that has been given to them about God, so that they might have more knowledge? Well, they have rejected it. They failed to hearken to God's revelation, the truth about the Creator, which, if pursued, would lead them to the truth about the Savior. And so the gospel, in one form or another, has now gone out to all the earth without distinction, to all peoples, to all languages. And if it has gone to the ends of the earth, if it has reached all people in the manner described in Psalm 19, and in the manner that Paul has already previously described in Romans chapter 1, and a little bit into chapter 2, well, if that's for sure, if that's true, and it must be because the Bible says so, then who could possibly object that Israel has not heard? They who have had so much opportunity, so much revelation, so much more revelation than the rest of the world. If all the earth has heard sufficiently to be held responsible and accountable for their rejection of the knowledge of God that has been given to them, then what excuse can be made for Israel that has received far more knowledge than that? And so when we're talking about the many people that failed to obtain salvation and trying to figure out the reasons, the fault is clear. We can trace the fault right to the heart of man. It is man's own fault. We say that with tears, but nevertheless we say it. We say it with a broken heart, but nevertheless we say it. We say it with a plea to recognize your rebellion and stubborn unbelief and to acknowledge that it is your own failure to receive the revelation which God has given, which has kept you apart from Christ up until this time. We say it with a plea to acknowledge that and to come to Christ, but we say it because it is true. We say it with an urging to awaken you out of spiritual slumber, to repent of your sins and to come to Christ. You who are more interested in sinful pleasure than in Christ, who are more interested in sports or in entertainment or in making money than in receiving God's word, you who are more interested in sin than in cleansing from sin, I say to you that if you are outside of Christ, it is yourself that is to blame. Understand that, acknowledge that, repent of that. Come to the knowledge of the truth which has already been delivered to you. Come to Jesus Christ and prostrate yourself before His cross and before His throne. May God help you to do it. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.